If there is magic on this planet, it is contained in water. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where we hear why it may be time for you to start rethinking how you've been drinking water. Enjoy.
6 reasons you've been drinking water wrong. Water. All humans need it to survive. In fact, 2/3 of your body is comprised of the stuff. And while drinking water is undoubtedly part of your daily diet, there are ways it can actually be harmful. And the weird part? You may be drinking it the wrong way all the time without even knowing it. 1. Chugging water like there's no tomorrow. So, you've just gotten back from a particularly grueling gym session, and the first thing you do when you get home is chug a big, tall glass of cold water. Hey, you're parched, and it feels like you can't get the water into your mouth fast enough. What could possibly be wrong about that? Actually, a lot. First of all, when you chug water down at record speeds, it fills you up really fast, causing you to pee. This means your body doesn't have time to store the water to break down food and absorb their nutrients, helping to fuel different organs and systems you need to function. Additionally, drinking water fast and in large amounts dilutes your saliva, an important element in digestion. Saliva helps stimulate the gastric juices in the stomach, and if the water you're consuming doesn't carry enough of the saliva, your body won't digest and absorb it the right way. But if you're super thirsty, what is the right way to drink water? According to Leonard Smith, a gastrointestinal vascular and general surgeon, sipping 2 to 3 ounces of water at a time slowly throughout your day should do the trick. That means every hour, sipping the recommended amount should quench your thirst. Another reason why chugging water is a bad idea? There's actually such a thing as drinking too much water. And if you're really thirsty, say after a workout or spending time outside and feel the need to chug copious amounts of water, you can potentially die from something called hyponatremia. This can happen when an abnormally large intake of water dilutes the sodium in your body and fills it up with so much water that your cells start to swell. So, the next time you feel like chugging down a big glass of water, remember to sip on it slowly and don't go too crazy. 2. Drinking water immediately after a big meal. Whether it's a bowl of spaghetti or your mom's pot roast, sometimes after a meal, drinking a tall glass of water sounds fantastic. But this is actually bad for your body. That's because after you eat a meal, a lot happens in that stomach of yours. When your body starts to digest food, gastric juices work hard to break down the food so your body can absorb necessary vitamins and nutrients and pass whatever isn't needed down to your intestines. If you drink tons of water while this is all happening, it can dilute the gastric juices and cause insulin levels to rise. This disruption in digestion can cause you to feel bloated and gassy and can cause indigestion. But it's not just drinking water immediately after meals that can cause this disruption. Chugging down water right before you chow down can have the same negative effects. If you'd like to drink water during a meal, it's okay to do so. Just do it in small sips and slowly. So, what's the solution? Wait an hour or two after you eat before you drink down a glass of water. That way, a lot of the food has already begun to digest and the water won't be as detrimental to the process. And before meals, it's best to drink a reasonable amount of water 40 minutes prior. 3. Drinking your H2O cold. There's no denying that drinking a glass of ice-cold water is incredibly satisfying, especially on a hot summer day. But did you know that drinking chilled water can actually shrink your blood vessels and disrupt the digestion process? It can also cause you to hold on to unwanted fat since cold temperatures solidify fat in the food you eat. That could possibly be why you're eating healthy but not seeing any results. And in addition to that, drinking really cold water can give you a sore throat, joint pain, and even a slower heart rate. That's because the cold temperature of the water can stimulate the vagus nerve, an important player in your body's nervous system, which helps keep your body's heart rate normal. Since the cold water stimulates the important vagus nerve, your heart rate can actually drop, which can be really dangerous. To avoid any of these complications, it may be a good idea to switch to room temperature water when you can. While it may not feel as satisfying as drinking ice cold water, doing it more often than not will help you get more used to it. 4. Drinking water on the go. Hey, you're busy these days. Between your hectic work schedule, your bustling social life, and never-ending errands, you don't always have the option to slow down. And with that means drinking water while you're on the go, standing, walking, and even running. But this easy habit can wreak havoc on your body. Specifically on your body's filtration system, aka your kidneys. That's because if you're standing or walking around while you drink, you're likely to do it faster, which, as you learned earlier, is really bad for digestion and your overall health. Drinking while standing is also bad since in this position your muscles and nervous system aren't as relaxed as they are when you're sitting down. This can cause a kink in the digestion process. Since the fluid can't absorb properly this way, you may have joint or inflammation issues since certain muscles and nerves can't get the water they need in the right way. Even though it might be challenging, try to give yourself a little time to sit down and sip on some water a few times a day. Even if it's just 5 minutes, it can really benefit your health.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.